Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll do some whistling, go to the beach, celebrate the birthdays of Noble Sissel and Walter Barnes, and listen to this past week in recording history. Quick, who painted Arrangement in Gray and Black? Doesn't ring a bell? How about Portrait of the Painter's Mother? Still no? Well, you likely know it as Whistler's Mother, painted by James Abbott McNeil Whistler, born last week, July 10th in 1834. He was born in Massachusetts, but spent most of his time in England and France. He was one of London's best-known painters and specialized in landscapes and, later in his career, portraits. His collection of letters and essays, published in 1890, is titled The Gentle Art of Making Enemies. So here to commemorate James Whistler's birthday are some rapidly rotating records about whistling, beginning with Billy Marin and his Commanders.
You wait outside her garden gate. You'll find him there, he's never late, whistling down the avenue. Wet or fine, you're sure to meet. He's always parked just down the street, as regular as a bobby on his feet, whistling down the avenue. Up and down he'll walk beneath the trees, though the wild wind blows and it's cold enough to freeze. All dressed up in his Sunday clothes, waiting while his sweetie has powdered up her nose. Down the road, then off they'll go, arm in arm to a picture show, merry with her little lammy toe, down the avenue.
And I know the night is coming, and the night will find me arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at that lovely moon. When the stars above are glistening, I'm as tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. La 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 la, I'm singing, happy as a boy can be. 'Cause I see you right there waiting underneath the usual tree for two. And if you wonder why I'm humming, and if you wonder why I'm whistling, and if you wonder why I'm singing, well, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you. Happy as a boy can be, 'cause I see you right there waiting, and you're underneath that usual tree for two. If you wonder why I'm humming, oh, why am I whistling, and if you wonder why I'm singing, well, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you.
This'll make you whistle, bound to make you whistle. Starts you off on Monday and right through the Sunday. It's bound to make you whistle all the time. Thank you.
Definitely one of the oldest records we've ever played on the show. I'll bet, unless I told you, you'd never guess that that was from all the way back on March 12th in 1903. That was Whistling Rufus, written in 1899 by Kerry Mills, who also brought us at a Georgia camp meeting. The banjo was played by British soloist James Sharp, better known as Ollie Oakley, who made hundreds of records between 1902 and 1930. Ollie Oakley was accompanied on piano by Landon Ronald. Before Whistling Rufus, we heard Carroll Gibbons in his New Savoy Hotel Orpheans and This'll Make You Whistle, with vocal by Jack Evetts. That's from August 19, 1936. Before that, Bing was hummin', whistlin', and singin' with Irving Aronson and his commanders on July 5, 1934. I'm Hummin', I'm Whistlin', I'm Singin' was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel and is one of three songs from Bing's 1934 movie She Loves Me Not, where Irving Aronson and his commanders backed Bing Crosby. We began the show with another set of commanders, Billy Marin and his commanders, who were whistling down the avenue on January 17, 1936. The vocalist on that one was Ken Crossley. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, playing rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. I'm going to be taking a little vacation and spending this coming week at the beach, so if you hear any reports of beached whales at Hermosa, don't be alarmed, it's just me. In any case, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about the ocean, beginning with Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies.
On the beach at Waikiki, on the night we did the boom boom by the sea. Oh, the Lulu birds were singing in the Coca-Cola tree, on the night we did the boom boom by the sea. I couldn't speak her lingo, but by jingo, when I kissed her lips, I knew then why sailor men desert their battleships. Oh, the coconuts were falling, but they didn't bother me, on the night we did the boom boom by the sea.
The Goofus Five, Ed Kirkaby's answer to the Mound City Blue Blowers, with a bass sax solo there by Adrian Rollini, and Deep Blue Sea Blues, written by Clara Smith and recorded on January 14, 1925. That was preceded by Henny Hendrickson and his Louisville Serenaders and On the Beach with You, written by Tot Seymour. Despite the name of the group, they weren't from Kentucky at all, but from South Jersey. Hendrickson was a farmer who plowed during the day and played clarinet and sax at night. His band opened the Riverview Beach Park Ballroom in Pennsville, New Jersey in 1921 under the name Clarence Hendrickson and his Masters of Symphonized Syncopation and stayed until 1926 when the club went out of business. It was at that point that he shortened the band's name, slightly, to Henny Hendrickson and his Louisville Serenaders. We began that beach set of songs with Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies with the vocal by Arthur Fields, and On the Night We Did the Boom Boom by the Sea from July 19, 1928. That record will be having its 76th birthday next week. I'm Glenn Robison, and as a matter of fact, I'll be having a birthday next week, although considerably short of my 76th. And just in case you didn't realize it, you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL FM Avalon and RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn@RapidlyRotatingRecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, July 10th, marked the birth in 1889 in Indianapolis, Indiana, of Noble Sissel. After high school, he toured for 2 years with the Thomas Jubilee Singers and then enrolled at Butler College in Indianapolis, but left after 2 years to pursue a career in music. He teamed up with James Reese Europe in 1916 until Europe's death in 1919. He first worked with Ubi Blake in 1915, and they co-wrote the show's Shuffle Along, which featured the song I'm Just Wild About Harry, and Chocolate Dandies. Sissel recorded more than 30 vocals in the 20s, accompanied on many of them by Blake, but the two of them split up in 1928. He toured Europe often and led bands into the 1960s, often billed as Noble Sissel and his Sizzling Syncopators. He was a disc jockey on WMGM in 1960, ran his own publishing company, and owned a club. Noble Sissel retired to Florida, where he died in Tampa on December 17, 1975. Here's Noble Sissel.
Thank you. like a hand in the glove. But you want loving, I want love. Stop all this idle chatter, what does it really matter? I'd rather hear the patter, little baby feet. I know what's on your mind, dear, it's not what I'm thinking of. But you want loving, I want
confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. Need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. And I'm guessing that you love me, dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Noble Sissel and his Sizzling Syncopators, recording in London on December 11, 1930, and Confessing That I Love You, composed by Doc Dougherty and Ellis Reynolds. The Al Nyberg lyric was sung there by Noble Sissel. That was preceded by Noble Sissel and his orchestra, and the Al Sherman, Al Lewis, and Fred Phillips collaboration, Got the Bench, Got the Park. That was recorded in New York on February 24, 1931, with the vocal once again by Noble Sissel. We began our little tribute to Noble Sissel back in London on October 10, 1929, with You Want Lovin' and I Want Love, written by Sam M. Coslow, Larry Speer, and Jack Osterman. The vocalist there was, that's right, Noble Sissel, born July 10, 1889. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, July 8th, marked the birth in 1905 in Vicksburg, Mississippi, of bandleader Walter Barnes. He grew up in Chicago and attended Wendell Phillips High School and received music lessons from Nathaniel Clark Smith. Later, he studied clarinet with Franz Schepp of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, among whose other students were Benny Goodman, Buster Bailey, and Jimmy Noon. He toured with Jelly Roll Morton, formed his own band in 1926, and secured a lengthy residency at the Cotton Club in Cicero, Illinois, owned by Al Capone's brother. The club, not the city. He died along with 9 members of his band and 188 others in an arson fire while playing at the Rhythm Club in Natchez, Mississippi on April 23, 1939. Here are 3 from Walter Barnes. Thank you. A trio of rapidly rotating records on the Brunswick label from Walter Barnes and his Royal Creolians. We began December 14, 1928 with My Kind of Love, written by Louis Alter and Joe Trent. Then, with the vocal by May Alex, it was Birmingham Bertha from July 25, 1929. Birmingham Bertha was written by Harry Axt and Grant Clark and is from the Warner Brothers picture On With the Show. We finished up our little tribute to Walter Barnes with Third Rail, written by Vern DeMars from February 27, 1929.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Goofus Five once again.
Thank you. twilight sky, where the bayou moans to start the plaintive tones of a Louisiana lullaby. I want to wander where the willow weeps and lonely crickets cry, where each weird refrain is just another strain of a Louisiana lullaby. Listen to the wistful whistling of the breeze, melodies that haunt the silent night. I want to tiptoe through the tangled wood and breathe a peaceful sigh. Where the grass is deep, oh, let me fall asleep to a Louisiana lullaby.
My baby's in love with me. I like that record. Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra and No Wonder I'm Happy. And it's no wonder I'm happy getting to bring you terrific records like that. No Wonder I'm Happy was written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt, and the vocalist on that July 7, 1927 Brunswick recording was Frank Lynch. Before Ernie Golden, we heard Ethel Shutta, backed by her husband's band, George Olson and his music, vocalizing on Louisiana Lullaby, composed by Harold Spina, with lyrics by Charles Newman and Joe Burke. That was recorded by Columbia exactly 71 years ago today. We began with the Goofus Five and Milton Ager's musical question, Are You Sorry? That was recorded by OK on July 10, 1925, at which time Victor and Columbia had both converted to electrical recording using the Western Electric system licensed from Bell Laboratories. OK didn't switch to electrical recording until the end of 1925, and when they did, they used their own True Tone system, which provided fidelity little better than acoustic. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.